This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to rally behind his plan for fighting the coronavirus pandemic this winter. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Experts say cases will keep rising.
So we need to be ready.
On a visit to the National Institutes of Health, the president laid out a five-part plan focused on booster shots and testing.
It doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns,
which he says should unite Americans who have too often been divided through the pandemic. The president's urging the 100 million eligible Americans who have not yet been boosted to get the extra shot. He's also tightening testing requirements for people coming to the U.S. and wants to require private insurers to cover the cost of at-home COVID-19 tests. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday there was no need to cancel Christmas plans while visiting a coronavirus vaccination center in London. Britain has ramped up its booster program as part of the government's response to limiting the spread of the Omicron variant.
People shouldn't be cancelling things, and there's no need for that at all. That's not in what we're saying. What we're doing is trying to respond in a balanced and a proportionate way to the arrival of the Omicron variant.
Health officials hope the increased protection will help keep the new and potentially more transmissible Omicron variant at bay, even if it proves more resistant to vaccines than other strains. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week, even though the U.S. job market has been rebounding from last year's coronavirus recession. The Labor Department reported jobless claims climbed by 28,000 to 222,000. Overall, 2 million Americans were receiving traditional jobless benefits for the week that ended November 20th. That was down by 107,000 from the week before. This is VOA News. The separatist conflict in eastern Ukraine has the United States and Russia exchanging warnings. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
We have deep concerns about Russia's plans for renewed aggression against Ukraine.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken made those comments seated alongside the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov ahead of a meeting in Stockholm. Moscow insists it has no intention of invading Ukraine, but Blinken warned,
if Russia decides to pursue confrontation, there will be serious consequences.
The Kremlin accuses Ukraine of increasingly provocative action, and Lavrov warned against any further NATO expansion eastward, saying the West is playing with fire when it argues that Russia doesn't have a say in NATO plans. I'm Ben Thomas.
Migrants seeking to enter the United States will again have to stay in Mexico as they await immigration hearings, as the Biden administration reluctantly announced plans Thursday to comply with a court order and accept conditions set out by Mexico for resuming the Trump-era policy. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the administration had no choice but to reinstate the program for now.
We are in a situation where we're under a court, abiding by a court ruling. And so that is what we are working to implement at this point in time.
Mexico's foreign relations secretary said Mexico would allow returns beginning next week in light of U.S. concessions for humanitarian reasons and for temporary stays. Revival of the Remain in Mexico policy comes under a court order, even as the Biden administration maneuvers to end it in a way that survives legal scrutiny. Supply chain problems and severe weather are making it harder to deck the halls in the United States, AP's Jennifer King reports.
Pandemic shortages and inflation are hitting the Christmas tree market. Industry officials say Americans should expect fewer choices and up to 30% higher prices for both real and artificial trees this season. Jamie Warner with the American Christmas Tree Association calls the situation a double whammy. Supply chain disruptions include clogged ports and a shortage of truck drivers. Record-breaking heat, drought, wildfires, and a flurry of sales last year took a toll on supplies from Christmas tree farms in Oregon and Washington State. At Crystal River Christmas Trees in Alameda, California, owner Dale Pine tells the AP the cost of trees, labor, and truck delivery have all gone up. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 1.82%, the S&P gained 1.42%, the NASDAQ rose by 0.83%. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David.